Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm all on my own. In this regular video series, I round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, me?
It's the Full Force Weekly. Hello there, how is everyone doing? Yeah, it's just me today, unfortunately, guys. Patrick has been pulled away from work with work, unfortunately. So you just have me this morning. Hope everyone's doing all right. A lot of comments coming in already. Morning to everybody. Hello, cheesebags. Hola, cheesebags, says Matthew. Hello, Mom. Hi, Mom. Everyone wave at Mom. Love you. And to Dad as well, and to the whole family. Who is ready for more Joe news? Indeed, Luke. Lots of Joe news today, actually, just this morning, which has been hectic for me to try and keep up with. But, you know, it's how it is. I choose this day, and this is what happens on this day. Right then, so let's get stuck into it then, I guess. We've got a little bit of news to discuss from the week, and of course this morning. But let's talk HasLab Sky Striker first, shall we?
Earlier in the week, we got another positive update for the HasLab Sky Striker when Fresh Jive 80 posted images of the HasLab project in hand in Singapore on his Instagram account. We got a shot of the front of the packaging as well as the previous carded Cobra Commander that came with Duke in front of the shipping case for the vehicle. Not sure why he was included in the images, maybe as a scale reference for the shipper box. Either way, don't worry about the card not having the white border because this isn't the HasLab figure. It's great that we are starting to see these hitting other shores because it will only be a matter of time now, and considering we reported on the shipment hitting US shores a few weeks back thanks to that bill of lading information, it's likely we will be seeing these sooner rather than later. We are getting closer and closer to the danger zone. I can almost taste it. Gross.
don't taste the danger zone, please. Right then, guys. HasLab Sky Striker in Singapore. Very interesting development here. We went so long, didn't we, with like no information, not really sure where we were in the process. Turns out we were pretty far along in the process. Obviously, we'd been seeing the display of the HasLab Sky Striker with all the figures on card in was it MCM London, SDCC, CCCCC, and so now it's kind of, and then we got the news that it was actually hitting shores in the US based on bill of lading information. So, and always good to have that access to bill of lading information is always really good, because you get to see everything that's coming in, and if you know what the code words are then it's even better. But anyway, yes, so we get these images posted by Fresh Jive 80. I don't think they're up there anymore. I don't think he even has his account up there anymore, according to a comment I read elsewhere. But these are the images. So obviously, like, this is the front of the packaging, and it looks like it's in some sort of, well, obviously it's in the shipping, it ships in own container. So I wonder if there's some I think there are external things that are also packed in this box, not that don't go inside the box. I believe that's the case anyway. I remember Emily mentioning that on a stream, Emily and Lenny mentioning that on the stream. So I have a feeling that the figures are in that shipping container, but probably not within, as in all the other figures, not just Wayne and Ace are probably in there, but all the other figures, I believe, will be separated. Anyway, yeah, again, not having any, yeah, Sammy, exactly. Such a surprise, since we really haven't had many status updates overall. We haven't had any. We've just been going by this kind of like unofficial, you know, bits and pieces popping up here, there and everywhere, haven't we? Fresh Jive also posted this image. Now, this got a lot of people kind of like confused and concerned. But I believe in the actual post, he did mention, don't pay any attention to the Cobra Commander figure. That was just there, I guess, as like a scale example of what the shipping box looks like. That is the Cobra Commander from the 2-pack. A few people were like, oh, Emily lied to us. She said there were going to be white borders. It's like, yeah, there are, I believe. Look at the images from SDCC and MCM. They're the carded figures that you're going to get. This is this is the previous carded figure from the two pack. So no lies have been said yet. If we open the box and there's no white borders, then we can start kicking the L word around, but not right now. Interesting that there weren't more images. It would have been nice to really kind of get into that in there and see what else was involved. And it looks like the Sky Striker probably takes up about, I don't know, maybe half of that box, because it's only one piece in that ship's own container box. So I imagine there's space there for the vehicles, the runway vehicles, and all the figures. I guess there are quite a few. Yeah, there aren't. So Wayne Ruthell and Ace are separate, because it would be Wayne, Ace, Scarlet, Ripcord, Cobra Commander, the pit crew, sort of snake pit crew, I'll call them, and the trooper or the officer. I can't remember which one it is. I'm not paying attention. That's seven figures. Am I missing any? There would have been nine with ketchup and mustard, wouldn't there? But have I missed any out? I don't think I have. I think that's all of them. So they all kind of like would take up a significant amount of space. The vehicles, as I said. But yeah, the stand. That's what I'm forgetting. So yeah, no wonder it's a massive, massive box. That's cool. So yeah, everyone that got in on this, I bet you're all very excited to get this in hand. It's really, again, exciting stuff that all this stuff is coming at once at the same time. Is it exciting or is it really stressful and overwhelming? Grant said, good morning, Chris. Is this O-ring stuff going to be only exclusive to Hasbro Pulse, or could we still see it at retail? I don't know, honestly. The way things are going, like, we haven't had any new two packs or anything like that. We do know that there's more on the way, but we have no idea if that, you know, if they're going to follow through with it. Who knows if this is like, you know, once the HasLab happens, once that'll be the end of the O-ring line. I don't think so. I really think they're trying to like reevaluate and then, you know, go into the next year with like kind of completely fresh, is my understanding of the scenario anyway. But yeah, so, oh, Charles, morning, just got an email that Super 7 has a sale on all their Joe merch today only. Thought folks would be interested. Thank you, Charles. I believe everyone that has Super 7 in any way, shape or form have bought anything from Super 7 will have definitely got that email as well. But thank you, Charles. That's really interesting, actually. Cool. And good. Thanks for the heads up for everyone that didn't realize. Trevor says that is practically a strike force. It is, isn't it? Jim has seven coming. My goodness. Good luck. That's going to be a lot of stuff. Glad those were prepaid. Absolutely. RKW says, I don't think it would sell well enough at retail. O-ring, yeah. I'm not really sure, honestly. I'd like to see them maybe give it a go. But maybe based on the Pulse numbers, they have probably turned away. They probably kind of thought against, you know, going retail on it. Who knows? The problem is with O-ring for me is that I want new things that haven't been in the line before, things that, you know, are interesting, maybe stuff that we haven't seen for a long period of time, not the same figures that we've had, you know, so many numbers of times already. That's what I really enjoyed about the HasLab, was the fact that we got, like, you know, your Pilot Scarlet, your Rip Nightforce Ripcord. You got like some different kind of repaints of certain characters, Cobra Commander with the, you know, the Mickey Mouse logo and stuff. So there's some aspects in there that I thought, yeah, that's interesting to me. Obviously, Failsafe, aka Wayne Ruthell, again was another great little addition. And, you know, that's what I want to see in the regular line. I don't want to see like two packs of Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow again, unless it's like version 2 Snake Storm Shadow and like version 3 Snake Eyes. You know, that would be cool. Or like, you know, version 4 Snake Eyes, not the a ninja, like the Ninja Force guys or whatever as well, and version 4 Snake Eyes. That would be fun if we're going to get Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, not to get the same version 1 or version 2, and for, in Storm Shadow's case, just version 1 all the time. Like, let's get stuck into that, you know, into the roster. Anyway, yes, Eco Warriors, Trevor. Absolutely, that'd be great. Grant says, I remember last year with O-Ring exclusive Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow 2-pack, they used the version 1 Snake, but on the box it was version 2. Did they not have access to that mold, or was it destroyed? No, they're not remolds, Grant. They're made from scratch. So they're completely made up from the ground up again. So in terms of Snake Eyes, I don't know why they went with that choice. I really don't understand. Maybe the art was done. Maybe they had to make a decision at the last minute. I don't know. But it made no sense to me to have Snake Eyes version 2 on the box art and version 1 in the box. Just confusing to me. I think it was just an error on their part. And then by the time it got to them make the decision of something, I guess it wasn't lined up properly. So that's all I can think happened there. Star Brigade, yes, Trevor, absolutely. Ed, Lightfoot, yes, for the first time since 1989. I would love a Lightfoot. That would be so awesome. Just another Lightfoot. O-ring, I can take it. Classified would be insane. But don't forget, I do have this beauty from Ray Murphy, always by my side now. Look at that gorgeous figure. This is an incredible classified custom, and massive thanks to Ray Murphy for making it again. And if you want to see more about that, want more details about that figure, you can find a special review unboxing. It's not really an unboxing though, is it? Just a review of that figure on our channel. Just scroll a little bit, you'll find it. Awesome. Sammy says, since they are doing O-ring 2-packs, they could make one a regular character and the second figure something crazy like Quinn or Bongo. Absolutely, Sammy. Yeah, have one figure that is like, you know, the all-important core character that needs to be released. And then, yeah, another figure that is slightly quirkier, may not, you know, something they thought probably wouldn't sell as well, would be great. And yes, yeah. All I think most of the old tools are done and dusted, unfortunately, as Jeffrey has mentioned here. Yeah, which is a shame. But, you know, they have the technology to recreate this stuff. Anyway, that is the HasLab Sky Striker. Now, next up, we have some great news. And for those that don't understand, sneakers.
Last week, we reported on the latest merch drop with the news that high-end sneaker brand Greats were collaborating with Hasbro on some awesome new G.I. Joe sneakers. Well, they officially dropped on Thursday and included some awesome product images with Stalker making an appearance as well. The sneakers will set you back a cool $189, but they do look sweet with that digital green camo, tan midsole and the silver heel tab, complete with the Joe logo in black. Link in the description if anybody wants to rock some fresh kicks.
As the kids say. yes, so obviously we reported on this last weekend on the weekly because it happened like the day before, or it was close. So yeah, we managed to squeeze that news on there. Big shout out to Titus Lester, of course, as well, who posted that on Twitter initially, kind of like revealing that it was coming very soon. And lo and behold, it did. What I really, really liked was the fact that, and there's Titus as well, at Titus 32, Titus L 32, he was the one that broke the news initially with that tweet and posted these images as well. So we did get a good look at these sneakers before any product imagery and things like that. So we had a good idea of what to expect. Then they dropped this on us, and this was posted on a Hasbro Stories, I want to say, on Instagram. And I didn't see it for hours because I'm busy during the day, can't necessarily trawl the internet for this stuff. And lo and behold, this had been up for a number of hours, but they were available on the website and they had this wonderful little product image. And I love the fact they threw Stalker in there, but can we talk about the fact that he's holding the magazine, not the handle, please? it's almost like an homage to the Firefly artwork, isn't it? Brilliant. Anyway, yeah, so awesome. Love the product imagery of these, and obviously a few more images of the sneakers, product images of the sneakers close up. So the digital camo one there, you've got that kind of like greeny brown kind of like kind of detailing on there as well. You've got the tan midsoles, the silver heel kind of tab with the G.I. Joe logo on it. And then you've got the kind of like really kind of interesting laces, which are kind of like a greeny browny and white kind of mixture. I like it. Enjoying them. Really, I really do vibe off these. I think they're very cool. And then that little kind of detail on the back there, which I've got a feeling is Night Force related. I've got a feeling they dropped that in there for Night Force, because we've seen that before where like a little homage has been kind of like thrown in to sneakers for G.I. Joe, and like an orange element has been introduced. I've got a feeling it is Night Force related, that the little orange and black, which is really nice stripes on the back. Also, I did notice, I think it's on this image, no, it's on another image somewhere. This is, again, just some close-ups and the sole. Here you can see the insole is orange as well. I wonder if that is like, again, like a little kind of shout out to Night Force. I'll tell you where guard dog. I'll tell you where I bear with me 2 seconds. Okay. I've got Phoebe's. She's kicking off big time. I'll tell you where it was, the orange I saw in the past. It was on the Reebok sneakers, the Reebok G.I. Joe sneakers. They had the orange laces. So again, that was, I'm pretty sure that was a Night Force homage from the off anyway. But yeah, anyway, really like these, really into them. And they're cool. But however, a lot of people are mentioning in the comments that they are expensive. This is the problem you have when you have certain merch crossovers with high-end kind of like companies. Greats do, you know, the prices of their shoes are in this arena. Now, these are 189, I want to say, and that is expensive for sneakers. But then I think of the sneakers that you like, for like basketball sneakers are in, like, you know, the upper echelons of the hundreds now. like, you can get shoes like these much cheaper, but I have no idea what Phoebe's so angry about, but she's angry and she's kicking off big time. Anywho, sorry guys, there's not much I can do about it. I'll try and calm her down later. Let's talk some comments while we're here. Trevor Stasic says, I could go for deep cuts like Admiral Ledger or Dr. Venom. And that's in the O-ring line we were talking about previously. That would be great, actually, Trevor. I'd be well up for that. Absorber says, I love Snake Eyes. I'm the problem. Snake Eyes for the previous talk on O-ring. Well, you're wrong there, Absorb Vids, because I think I'll be buying them. Fully Clothed Low Definition says, too expensive shoes I won't even be able to find in my closet because they're camouflaged. Amazing. I want to put them on, but I can't find them. Wow, Durant. Hi, Chris. I'm watching today on my phone from the flight line of Maguire Air Force Base. Cool. That's awesome. They do actually do them in size 11, RKW 1138. I believe they're on their website. They've got all sorts of sizes. And I still think they're available. So, yeah, jump on them. Link in the description if you want them. Sammy says, those are pretty rad. I wonder if there will be a Cobra version 2. Well, I think they're probably just having a test with these, and I could easily see them doing some sort of like blue snake skinny type scenario. Yeah, definitely. dog, 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 woof, woof, etc. Yep, absolutely. A punk with toys. My dog is now barking at Chris's dog. Amazing. This is what happens. The communication through the internet. It's amazing. The dogs can talk to each other in different areas of the globe. Isn't that great? Bryn Anderson says, thanks for the feedback, Phoebe. Absolutely. I don't think she's up for this, is she? Ed says, high-end equals overpriced. It kind of does to a degree, doesn't it? Sammy says, Phoebe horrified at the sneaker price too, definitely. Oh, cool. We've got a new spam bot has entered the chat. I'm going to have to block this one. Sorry, guys. I'm just going to double check it is and not, because it could be like someone jokingly parodying a thing. And I don't want to block them if it's just a parody. Yeah, it's not. I'm blocking it. There we go. Blocked. Now I can't tell. I can't tell if it's a spam bot or a human making a joke. Because last time we did have someone do a joke parody account, and that was funny. And I'm not going to block that. Hey, everyone. Pat's here. amazing. Yeah, okay. So those are the sneakers. And like I said, if you're up for them and you like them and that price point isn't too aggressive for you, then go for it. But yeah, you're right. It is. I mean, this is what they are. This is merch that exists, and it is G.I. Joe, and I kind of dig them. And yeah, we'll hope, if they do well, if they're successful, we might get some Cobra ones, but we'll see. Anyway, that is Greats X G.I. Joe. And I can tell you what Pat was going to say. Pat's going to say, yeah, I'm not going to get him. That's what Pat would say, I believe, in the scenario. So let's get to the meat of the news. And it's happened this morning. This happened this morning and had me rushing to complete some sort of pre-recorded video aspect for it. And that is in Classified in France news.
In breaking news this very morning, according to Praeternia on Twitter, the classified Tiger Force Recondo and Bazooka and the Python Patrol Officer have started shipping from Hasbro Pulse in France. I imagine it won't be too much longer before we see them heading to the rest of the world. Very exciting, and just continues this avalanche of product coming in after a long period of looking around in confusion, like all those John Travolta memes. Anyway, these look so good, and I can't wait to get them in hand.
Oh, I didn't actually change the thing, did I? Not paying attention. Yes, new classified shipping in France. The latest Tiger Force and Python Patrol figures have started shipping from Hasbro Pulse in France, a courtesy of Praeternia, who dropped this little tweet this morning. And also added the additional classified series is exclusive to Pulse in Europe, which it is. Still a bit sore about that one, honestly, especially considering how the independents have been so loyal and stuck with G.I. Joe. And, you know, especially considering Classified was doing so well for a number of them as well, it just seemed a little bit of a kick in the nuts. Anyway, that's by the by. G.I. Joe, Classified, Tiger Force, Recondo, Bazooka, Python Patrol, Officer, all very exciting. Trevor says 1-800 Cobra Love, send your bank account numbers now. I'm not sure if that is not that is not a bot, that is a human. Ed says I want to snub my nose at sneaker collectors, but I'm not a complete hypocrite. Exactly. I mean, how can you like be like sneaker collectors and then be like dropping loads of money on toys? Jeffrey says, when did the first wave show up in Europe? About 9 months ago. It was a long... I mean, I've had my figures for ages now, courtesy of Nick In Demand Toys. Good shout, actually, Sergeant Slaughterhouse. Don't forget to hit that like button. If you are watching on whatever platform, Facebook or YouTube, yeah, give us a like or give us whatever you want reaction-wise on Facebook. All will be very appreciated. I've just made a word up. Neil Hill, repaint commissar in the hizzy. That's a new name for you. I like that. Ed says, Dusty and Zorana are shipping soon from Pulse US. It's really great to have so much product hitting, but my budget has been blown since September. A lot of stuff is kind of coming in at once, isn't it? And it's just like an avalanche of all of this stuff that was pre-ordered moons ago. And I think a lot of people did expect it to be more staggered, but this is what it is at the moment. Just ridiculous. And then I'm kind of hoping that like next year it becomes a little bit more steady again. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, what else are we saying? Yeah, just in time, says RKW 1138. I nearly gave you an extra 10 points at the end there. A Punk with Toys says, I can wait till January, maybe February for these. Hasbro did us dirty, especially parents trying to survive Christmas. Again, I guess they're just trying to, you know, they're in that balance, aren't they, of like, you know, trying to get ahead of these delays. But then at the same time, this backs up into warehouses and eventually stuff has to just go out. So, yeah, it's does suck for a lot of people trying to navigate Christmas, though, which is most people. Yeah. Sammy says, look, these look awesome. I just moved last month from Hong Kong to Abu Dhabi. Now, instead of everything showing up early in shops, it's nowhere to be found at all. I'm so sorry to hear that, Sammy. Man, you're watching from a distance. I like it. Renegade Biker, I'm waiting on my pre-order of Python Patrol Officer, aka Banana Man, according to Half the Battle Timmer. I love that figure. I love that original figure, and I love this one. Great deco. Robert H says, I mean that Bazooka is a European exclusive originally, so it makes sense for them to get him first. Oh, yeah. But well, Bazooka wasn't European exclusive, was he? Bazooka was an American figure, so he wasn't Euro exclusive. Outback was, if that's what you're talking about. Outback definitely deserved to come first. But I believe you mean Outback there, Rob H. Sean says, I'm feeling buried in releases lately. This month has been an avalanche. I'll be okay waiting on these TF figures to release here in 2023. Yeah, I think a lot of people will, genuinely. Jim Smith says, Hasbro's really trying to get those fourth quarter numbers up. It does feel that way, doesn't it? Jeffrey says, think we'll get a Recondo version 1 deco reveal soon. Yes, 100%. Recondo, we've already had Bazooka and we've already had the Officer. So yeah, Recondo is 100% going to happen in his regular deco. That would be the oddest misstep ever, would it not? But yes, Jeffrey, I think probably next year. Maybe I think probably what they're trying to do now is, because there's been a lot, hasn't there, of like this figure and then the repaint of it very close together. Like there was a time when it was like they spread it out a little bit, but then all of a sudden it was like the Outback one was like 4 months. But then obviously that was counterbalanced by the fact that he wasn't available anywhere for about a year. So I do think we'll get Recondo soon. Yes. Ed says, I put money on the Falcon wave hitting before Christmas at this rate. It's not, well, I don't, oh goodness, could you imagine? I mean, I think that's going to go into next year, genuinely, but it would not be a surprise, would it? I mean, it would be a surprise in multiple levels, but not a surprise at the same time. Yeah, I would say 2024 for that though, 100%. Oh, Matthew, yes, I'll be talking about Mission Critical in the shout outs next. So don't worry about that. Ed says, yes, Recondo 84 is almost a given in the next few waves, isn't he? Probably a couple of waves away, but yeah, I would suggest definitely. It's got to happen. Got to happen. And I think they would want to maybe spread it out a bit, or they just run it immediately after the Recondo, do the next run factory-wise, so it's there, fresh, ready to go, and then they just hold it for a while. Maybe they do that. It all depends on what's in the logistical nightmare of parts reuse, doesn't it? Because that's the thing, like Hasbro have done this like really good job with Classified of reusing parts multiple times, to the point where, you know, you'd think it would be like very obvious, but it's not really. Like it's the deco makes a difference, the choice of parts with other parts make a difference, and you end up with like a very kind of like, you know, varied group of figures, but still utilizing, you know, similar parts, which is great. Now, the problem that incurs is that if you want to repaint something, you might be utilizing the legs for that mold for a different figure. So, or the arms for a different figure and so on and so forth. So it becomes this, honestly, it would drive me insane having to work that out, having to know what parts were in what you know, usage in the factory at that time, and then how to navigate. Oh god, it would be horrible, wouldn't it? There would be a lot of post-it notes on the wall. It would be like that scene in It's Always Sunny when Charlie's got all the things on the wall. I don't have an image for that at hand, but that's what it would be like. Yeah, so I think Recondo is definitely on board soon, but I don't know when we'll see him based on parts reuse. What we got? Yeah, Jeffrey says, it looks like with the five-figure waves, we're going to get a couple of mostly repaints and three mostly new figures, which is totally great. Yeah, like three new, two repaints, or yeah, I think they'll probably do that going forward. And it'll probably vary between that in waves. You'll probably get like 3 and 2 or 4 and 1 or 3 and 2 and 3. They'll probably do, like, you know, along those lines going forward, but they'll try and mix up, and I would imagine they'll try and get some repaints in the five-figure waves, because that's, you know, it kind of makes sense to do so. Get all the repaints in there, or the ones that you're going to get repainted in those five-figure waves. Robert H says, I hope normal Rokondo happens soon, just so I have another figure to not get and save some money. You're not into Rokondo, Robert H? Interesting. It's very rare that I find someone that's not into Rokondo. I say that, there'll be people like piling in now going, oh, I'm that fast, I'm not getting this one. Yeah, fair enough. Jim Smith says, pre-orders from October 2021, all the way pre-orders that were supposed to ship in May of 2023 all ship in the last 3 months. Yeah, that's what's happened. Luke says, I might surprise you with the Falcon Wave in Canada before Christmas. Interesting. So maybe it is coming before the end of the year, especially in Canada by the looks of things. That would be quite insane. I still think it's going to creep into the next year based on just the way things are. But again, would not be surprised. Outback Stew, finally got your Tiger Force Outback. My goodness. That's got to be the longest wait for someone that utilizes Outback as their avatar for a figure of that particular character of all time. Throw one in the chat. If you've got an avatar of a figure that has taken longer than Outback Stew got to get his Outback, if that makes any sense at all. Okay. Fully Clothed Loader Finish says, I bet good money the Falcon Wave will hit at the beginning of next year. Other than the Target TFPP stuff and Walmart retro stuff, we're almost caught up on everything that is pre-ordered. Yeah, we are actually. Yeah, you're right. What is it? Like you mentioned there, Walmart retro, which is what? Zartan, Storm Shadow first, then Snake Eyes and CG. Even though we've seen Snake Eyes and CG in hand in other parts of the world, I think in the Far East. So it's weird that we haven't seen Zartan or Storm Shadow yet. Who knows? They're probably just holding them back, ready to go. Jeffrey says, I'd love to get a hold of their spreadsheet of which figures use which parts from which other figures. I know. It'd be interesting to do that, because you could do it yourself, technically. Well, from what's been released, you could have a look and see like what parts are shared, and then look at the... It would take a long time to work out, but yeah, you'd get an idea of their planning process, wouldn't you? And he is awesome. Yes, Outback. Tiger Force Outback is awesome, and I'm very happy that I have mine as well. He's been one of my favorites in the line since I got him, and that thankfully was ages ago, and not a massive wait like most of you guys have had. K-Dog says, easy pass, need the blue shirt bazooka. The blue shirt bazooka, as in the 50th one. Yeah, you want the blue one? That's in. That'd be well cool. I'd like to have the blue one, the white one, and the red one, just so you got like a variation of all of the different bazookas. I'd love that. Cast Cat. That's a good point, actually. I think that if Hasbro releases the Falcon Wave, they will effectively flood the market, as collectors will be hard pressed to support the line in December. They should wait a bit, give us a break. I agree. I think that's also the case. That this, I genuinely think this will be the last lot of stuff we get before the end of the year. Ed says, the Shipwreck Wave is only one repaint, right? Torpedo, Cophead, and Rock and Roll are all mostly new tooling. Yes. So that is a 4 and 1, Ed. Yep. Who else is in that? Shipwreck, Torpedo, Cophead, Rock and Roll, and who's the other one? I've completely forgotten. Anyway, I'm losing track. Honestly, it's insane having to keep up with this stuff. But yes, Ed, they are new tooling, with I guess a few part shares. But yeah, in general, that wave is pretty solid. Like I said, they'll probably mix it up 4-1, 3-2, et cetera, et cetera. Throw some repaints in there. Fully Clothed says, we'll probably be a JoJo event revealing the next five-figure wave and next target wave this month, possibly the beginning of next month. I think the fact that we're already in December makes me think that I was expecting to get another live event soon, but we might do. There's plenty of time to get one this month. And that would be, for product in the future, product render reveals, and maybe some pre-order drops for 2024. That's what I would expect. But it could happen in January as well. That happened we were expecting something last year, I think, towards the end of the year, and it didn't happen. And then in January, they hit us with an early one. And so I think maybe that might happen again this year. We'll have to see. Interesting to speculate about, though, isn't it? Because you never really know at this stage. Plus, I feel like we've got enough at the moment. We've got plenty on our plate to deal with as classified collectors. I don't think they need to be throwing more at us just yet. But, the more the merrier, I guess. Robert H says, wonder if the female Cobra Troops could get a Python Patrol repaint and I don't need normal Rakondo when I get Tiger Force Rakondo. The female Trooper Python Patrol would be awesome, and I would expect that to happen at some point in the future. But the fact that we've only got them in render reveal so far, we're a bit far off that. But I would love it if they did a Python Patrol set of those two. Yes, absolutely. Just talking about the live stream at the moment. Yep, hopefully I caught that question. Trevor says, we know Transformers is doing Studio Series 86 with movie animation accurate deco. Wonder if we could get some repaints with super animation accurate figures from G.I. Joe the movie. Oh, it would be great, wouldn't it? I think they'd do so well to do that for the O-ring set for the movie, or a line. And they'd do really well for Classified to do VHS boxes, movie boxes with the character model from the Sunbow model sheets or something as the artwork on the back, with like some other stuff. I mean, they could add elements to it, get other artists on it if they wanted, but you could definitely do some really nice stuff graphic design wise with a VHS case and the movie stuff on it, and then have Sarge done, even though he's effectively not going to change much because it is pretty much the Sarge. Maybe the deco could be more obvious on the pants for that, but get the Sarge out. You could have Pythona, you could have they could do Falcon in his animation deco, they could do, well, they've got Tunnel Rat coming, so Tunnel Rat could be in there as well. Just so many cool opportunities to kind of get some awesome figures out in a VHS movie wave. Yeah, I agree, Trevor. That'd be so cool. Okay. Oh, yeah, you've got to wait for the OG Outback now, Outbacks G. Yeah, that's technically what you've got to wait for. Jeffrey says, I've thought about making my own spreadsheet, but I'm too busy playing with my toys. Agreed. Right. Awesome. Thanks for all the comments, guys. It's been amazing. I'll get to as many more as possible, but we're going to have to move on. And we'll go into shout-outs. But first, a word more from me, I guess.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Okay, shout outs then. And before we get into shout outs, obviously, you know, comments have been flooding in, and there's a little bit of delay between the recording and the comments coming in for me. But obviously, Bazooka was in the shipwreck wave. Thank you, Ed. Sorry, I completely blanked on that. And obviously, that is a repaint. Now, Kirk Amundsen said, I want to do a Dallas Cowboys Bazooka and change the head. Now, that has given me the most ridiculous idea ever. I'm not going to do this, but I'm putting this out to everyone else, right? Get a ton of Bazooka figures, classified figures, right? Loads of them. And then find, like, whoever was, well, you know, Duke, for example, right? St. Louis, he was born in, right? Put Duke's head on the Bazooka body and paint a, who plays in St. Louis now? Is the Rams back in St. Louis, or are they back in LA? They're in LA again, aren't they? That was a bad example. But, you know, something like that. Maybe put like a Warner jersey on Duke. Do you know what I mean? Or like a Marshall Faulk jersey on Duke. You know what I'm saying, guys, anyway. And then like, or, you know, get the, just to get like the jersey, and then just paint it a different team and stick a different head on it. But the head has to relate to a character born in that city, if that makes sense. So like, you know, if you had, who's born in Chicago in the G.I. Joe franchise? Anyone know any Chicagoans? Because I was thinking you could do like a Bears jersey on one of them, and that would be so awesome. But yeah, like that would be fun. You could do like a whole, like, you know, they could all be there like together watching the Super Bowl, but they've all got their team jerseys on. That would be such a fun Dio shot as well. Yeah. Anyway, that's just a silly idea that I don't think I've ever seen before. Not necessarily that hasn't been done, but I would love to see multiple football jerseys with different characters, though. Do you know what I mean? Neil Hill says, I'm just glad we're getting product so steadily. People forget that they can actually space out their purchases. I realize that with so little product being available, people think they have to gorge. Yeah, it's that thing, isn't it, of like, you know, a lot of this stuff you can actually probably put on hold for now or get later, because that just seems to be the way of it at the moment. Like, if you pre-ordered it, sometimes, you know, you're just getting stuff cancelled anyway. So you could probably just, you know, get it later if necessary. But you're right. I think there's also that worry, isn't there, that, you know, you'll miss out on something. The FOMO is what they prey on here, Neil. Jeffrey says, I think it's good they're getting caught up on the release schedule. Seems like previous general release waves are still available. So it's little risk waiting if money is tight right now. That is a good point, definitely. Okay. Right then, sorry, let's get to shout outs. I just wanted to call that out because I had that idea as that message came through. Oh yeah, that's another good shout actually, Alex. Yes, Amazon have updated the order, not just Crimson Guards, but Dusty and Zarana as well for tomorrow, I believe. Not tomorrow, for today. That's today, the 3rd. So maybe, yeah, I think it is today, isn't it, that they're shipping. That's interesting. That's really interesting. I just realized I shared that information on the page earlier, but it was from yesterday. So yeah, NFL crossover series, RKW 1138, there you go. Stalker in a Lions jersey. Thank you, Fully Clothed. Now, that's a good idea. Obviously, Paul Sidaway, you're right. A Bears jersey on the fridge, ? Yes, definitely. Short Fuses from Chicago. Thank you, Ryan Daly. I did not know that. This has turned into sports ball talk. Sorry. Well, it's still related to G.I. Joe, though. Definitely need fridge figures, though. Everyone says that. Okay, then. Let's... that's another good point, actually, Jim. Pre-orders were supposed to space out the things. Yes, that is very true. But we're in the situation we're in, and I suppose you have to adapt to it. That is the key on that one. But yeah, I think I think it definitely makes a lot of sense that people are being, you know, responsible and more kind of like thinking about, well, maybe this needs to be something I do later next year. And it, at least I think we can probably safely say that's going to be the case with a lot of these figures. Someone just posted Outbacks and the Python Patrol figures, like literally stacked ridiculously in their target, local target. I don't know where it was, but I know that somebody messaged me the other day from the area we're in to say that who needs an Outback still? Because there were some in the store. I saw Python Patrol bats the other day in a target. This is something I'm not used to. I'm not used to seeing the product, especially the exclusive product, in Target stores. So I think we're going to see it, and we're going to see it, you know, after the fact. So if you can't do the pre-orders right now, nix them and just get them later. That's probably the best bit of, you know, advice we can give on that one. Right then. Shout outs. That's what I'm doing. Shout out, of course, to Pat, who's not on the show today, and therefore I need to shout him out. So I'm shouting out Pat, and I'm shouting out Phil, and also shouting out Articulated Points, because their channel is awesome and I love their videos. So full of interesting information and knowledge. If you're all about like the history of certain toy lines, and not just G.I. Joe, but like, you know, other things they do as well, like they do Starcom and Transformers, and there's so many, and I can't think off the top of my head what they've done, but they've done loads. Star Wars. So, you know, check out all. Oh, what was the? I've completely forgotten what the. It doesn't matter. I'll be here for ages trying to think of it. But anyway, check them out. They're brilliant. And of course, shout out to Pat and Phil as well. Also, shout out to the fam. Love to mom and dad in the UK and everyone in the United Kingdom, all my family in the UK and all my family in the US. Shout out to Phoebes, who's been shouting us out all day because she's worried about something going on next door, apparently. Poor thing. But yeah, she's been doing most of the shout outs today. But shout out to Phoebes and my lovely wife, Kate, as well. Love you guys so much. And to Brian Sauer for the awesome graphics, as always. We'll be switching very soon to our winter graphics. I say very soon. I feel like we've hardly utilized the Chuckles ones because we had like two episodes where we weren't here. So those two were gone. And then one of the episodes in fall was a 100th episode. So we had different graphics for that. So I feel like we haven't utilized Chuckles enough, the Chuckles fall theme. But anyway, it's been one of my favorites so far. I really like this. But yeah, we're going to be doing something for winter. Will it be Chuckles again? Who knows? We'll see. Because there is one you could kind of do. Anyway, we'll move on. But anyway, shout out to Brian for the awesome job on that. Wow. Okay, so this is a big one. The wonderful Paddy Lennon and Brian Hickey. Oh, I got the HMS Flag Level Total Action Force Volume 2 book because I wanted all the fun extras. So big shout out also to David McDonald, who's part of the book as well, and Dave Tree for all of the extra mail away items. So awesome. So I got the book, which is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I've read a little bit of it so far. Skip the forward though. Oh, who's that idiot? Lols. That was a big honor that I was able to write the forward for this book, and I was very excited and really happy with how it turned out. And yeah, just awesome all over the gaff. So yeah, it's a beautiful book. Some fantastic product shots in there, but also just really well written as well. And I've been kind of given the introduction a good like read because Paddy does amazing work. So beautiful book and a gorgeous cover by Mike Collins as well. Just absolutely sensational. So that's the book. But then, of course, we also get the other things, don't we? I should have put this up in the background. That had actually been a really good idea. But we've got a couple of awesome posters. The one that is kind of a little bit hidden behind all the other stuff on that image in the shot is the Cobra Commander procession image that Brian did. Look at that. Again, I'm not on the full screen. I'm sorry, but I'll take better pictures of this stuff. But I mean, you've seen this stuff online anyway, but just absolutely gorgeous. So thanks for that, Brian and Paddy. Beautiful stuff. Now I'll show you all the stuff that kind of is like the official book related stuff. We got these gorgeous prints. This is my favorite of all time. This recreates the cover of that European Mission / Action Force Monthly. I think it's issue 5. I always forget if it's 5 or 6, but it's the cover with the Tomahawk coming into land and everyone jumping out of the Tomahawk. It's absolutely wonderful. So that is a massive favorite of mine, that he recreated that gorgeous stuff. Then we've got the classic original cover for the first issue of Marvel Weekly. Flint, Jay, and Footloose just flying at you. It was issue 1. This beautiful shot as well of the hydrofoil. Absolutely wonderful. I know you can't see it as well with the small screen. Bazooka driving the Awestriker through the glass. Again, fantastic stuff. Is that from Weekend Drivers? I forget the name of the... this is another beauty. The Stinger firing a missile at the Dragonfly with Flint in there and a troop and a Stinger driver in there as well. Very cool stuff. Love that. And, of course, your Sky Striker. Look at that. These prints are gorgeous. Absolutely incredible work from Brian on this one. Genuinely just fantastic. So thanks to the guys on those. And then we get these mail-away items, one of which... I'm not going to open it fully because it's just massive, but I'm going to open it fully now, aren't I? It's in the image there, the Action Force Steel Brigade kind of character checklist poster. Just absolutely brilliant. You can put your name and your file, your code name and everything on there as well. I have that on multiples of them, but the one I had as a kid, I used it so, like, I had it up on the wall for years and I would like, use it so much and like fill it out. Honestly, it was like, it was crazy. And I would check all of the figures I had, yada, 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 on the actual checklist. So it got some use. There's this birthday card, which is amazing. It's got happy birthday with the Action Force logo on there. Nothing inside, but they would write in there on your birthday and send you a card. And it actually does have a perforation down the middle so you can fold it, but I won't be doing so because it's nice to have a version of it without. A bagged hooded Cobra Commander mail away. Isn't that amazing? Again, I do have a couple of these already, but it was nice to have one with this book set and to support the guys as well. There's the watch. See, this is the Action Force watch I was talking about, guys, on the show when the watch straps, the Moby Fox watch straps, were released. This is the vibes that green camo one gives me, and it's not working because, you know, you can't get in there to change the battery. And I imagine it's like 1,000 years old now. You even get with it, which is amazing. You even get with it this owner's instruction sheet of the 5-function LCD watch. Isn't that adorable? Again, great to have examples of this in such great condition. And like I said, mine are, you know, utilized all sorts of, you know, every degree. Dog tags, Action Force dog tags. I remember that vividly as well. I actually had a pair of real dog tags that mum and dad bought me when I was in Beckett's. Beckett's was a military store in Norwich, near this big city near where I grew up. And they had loads of like army surplus stuff, and I would buy loads of stuff from there as a kid and just like be decked out in like, you know, camo gear, beret, like the parachute regiment beret I had, like a legit one. I even had like a hollowed out used grenade as a kid. Amazing. And and so with the dog tags, I put those dog tags, the Action Force dog tags, on those dog tags as well. So I had like a Action Force dog tag. We also have these Action Force Special Core material patch sticker, which is awesome. I'll be putting that on. I want to put it on like a couple of these kind of hats. Same with this as well. The Action Force sew on patch as well. Beautiful. All of this came with the HMS flag level, by the way. And finally, the fan club pack. Which is just the best. And this is like lovely to have, again, a real fresh one. My one is used. It's filled out, obviously, because I had it as a kid. But this is like nice, fresh, untouched by filthy human hands. Just brilliant, brilliant stuff. So, yeah, massive thank you to Paddy, to Brian, to David, to both Davids, David McDonald and Dave Tree, for the amazing Kickstarter and the great book, and to be involved in it as well. Just unbelievably awesome. Stephen Kelly, that's my tomahawk in the print. Amazing. I know that you'd helped as well with you know, providing, because I read the intro of the book, so, and obviously I've been in talks with Brian and Paddy the entire time, so yeah, that's awesome. Really cool that you were able to get your tomahawk in one of the greatest prints ever made. Cracking toy photography from Brian. The box is essential for any Action Force G.I. Joe fan. Definitely the book, I imagine that means the same, but yes, definitely, absolutely. Unfortunately, Matthew, yeah, I wanted those Action Force books. Bad timing for me. They look awesome. They're so good, buddy. They're so good. Steve Miller, does it fit the watch? Yes, but you can only get it on, I think, the first strap hole, and it's tight-ish, but it does fit my wrist still. Oh, I can change the battery. Is it one of those things where I have to like prize it out? Because I can't find anywhere to do that. Stephen Miller, comment. Could you message me on Facebook, please? On message me on Facebook through the through the Full Force page, and just we'll have a little conversation about that, because I want to know how to do that. That would be brilliant. Thank you. Rudy, the instructions are just as much fun as the watch. To this day, I still love going to an independent army surplus store whenever I see one. Absolutely. Yeah, the instructions are great. I love that. But yeah, army surplus stores are fun, definitely, especially as a kid. Like especially as a G.I. Joe fan as well. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Matt Paul's done it as well. Yeah, good friends with Matt. I love Matt. He's a good lad. Thank you for letting, yeah, get back to me on that one. I'll speak to Matt as well if necessary. Right, next shout out. The reason I haven't shouted you out yet, Peppermint Oil Capsule, by the way, thank you very much, is because I haven't gotten to that point yet. But before we get to that point, Skeletron. Shout out to Skeletron. There we go. Wearing the t-shirt today as well. The pre-order store will close on December the 31st. So if you want to get your last minute, purchases done, now is the time. A little bit later. But it closes 31st. So be aware of that. Don't say you haven't been warned, because you have been. I'm going to, first of all, let's shout out to Peppermint Oil Capsule. Thank you so much for the super chat. You're an absolute star. And also, this is related massively to that. So shout out to the Palatoy Action Force exhibition at the Colville CAN. It's amazing. Also, BFTB's Comic Action Force Redux on Kickstarter. Sarge says hi. Awesome. Thank you for that, Peppermint Oil Capsule. Really appreciate that. Again, thank you so much for the super chat. We really, really appreciate that. And let's talk Palatoy Action Force exhibition. Massive shout out to the legend, Bob Breakin. Absolute, very close friend of ours. Love him to the moon and back. Beyond that, actually. But absolutely amazing exhibition going on at the moment. If you can get to it in Colville in the UK, it's the Action Force 40 exhibition, and loads of people involved. I want a big shout out, obviously, to Matt Paul, Martin McCanny, who I know, I'm sure Martin was actually there, I want to say, but also massive shout out to Matt Paul, who's doing a lot for this event as well, and also Dragon Reborn, who I got these images from. Big shout out to the Dragon Reborn, who are at the show and obviously took these images of Bob doing his panel. Now, the cute thing about this panel is that lots of fun little, you know, things that didn't quite make it, some stuff that didn't quite get there in terms of production in the Palatoy line. And you might notice these very interesting kind of like animal-headed characters. Now, Bob mentioned that Baron Ironblood travels to this the Sirius star system and discovers that the planet Canis Catus is populated by dog and cat-like creatures that have been in perpetual war. He builds an army of warriors, which he transports to Earth to help in his fight against the Action Force. Now, this was something that Bob had proposed as like the next phase of, you know, figures, and, you know, it was like a pitch, basically, and to kind of like bring a little bit of quirkiness into the Action Force Palatoy era. Obviously, it didn't get that far because of, you know, it ended, unfortunately, before this could happen. But awesome to see. And not just that, but he had prototypes of those figures on show, and other figures as well that didn't quite make it too. So some really interesting and very cool, you know, ideas in there that would have been very cool to see. There's the kind of Red Shadow, I want to say kind of like officer, which is awesome. Those kind of like Cyclops characters as well. Bob has actually sent me this stuff in the past and shown me this in the past. But until I saw these images again, I was completely forgotten about the cat and dog people. But that is so much fun. And there's a close-up as well of them. How cute are they? I'd have been all over that, honestly. I just think that would have been so awesome. So awesome. Anyway, yeah, big shout-out to Bob. And also, like I said, Peppermint Oil Capsule and Sergeant Slaughter's Slaughterhouse. Go check out that on go check out them on YouTube and subscribe. So, yes, awesome. Good shout there, Matthew. Yes, Matt Word Burglar has a new mixtape CD out. If you're following him, or if you've bought anything from him, if you've supported him on any of the crowdfunding projects on Bandcamp, you would have had an email about that. But yes, Matthew, thank you for that. He has a new mixtape CD out, 100%. Awesome. Right then. Jim Smith says, anyone near Albany, New York, Sergeant Slaughter will be at Heroes Hideout in the Colony Mall. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Peppermint Oil Capsule says cats versus dogs, amazing. RKW, come on, that would have been amazing. I'd have been all over it. I'm glad that Palatoy idea never happened. I think it would have been brilliant. Robert H says, are the Banana Men part of the Ocean Team or something? So the first Banana Man on the left, it would have been Q-Force, I believe, like a Q-Force sort of officer of some description or naval army builder. But then the one in the white, the one in the Banana Man in the right, on the right, is probably a Navy helicopter pilot, or just a helicopter pilot, or just a pilot. But yeah, that's what those two are. Oh, that's tomorrow. Thanks, Jim. Sorry, I'll put this up again. Anyone near Albany, New York, Sergeant Slaughter will be at Heroes Hideout in the Colony Mall tomorrow. So that's happening soon. Okay then, one more. Oh no, I forgot to put it in there, but I will shout it out now. And I forgot to put it in there. I should have put it in there. I can't believe I didn't put it in there, but it was an image of the Renegades blooming amount of cool stuff I got. It's right there in the background. I can just grab it, actually. Now this is fun. So Mission Critical came in, the Kickstarter. We've got here is the expansion pack, the Heavy Firepower expansion pack. So we get that. You also get, obviously, a bloody great big massive Mission Critical, but this is huge, by the way. Can't wait to get stuck into this. But then also, with the Kickstarter, got a few other little bits and pieces. So we've got the carded mini Snake Eyes, which was done specifically for the 40th, which is really real fun. I like that a lot. And we've also got the little dice as well. Little dice pack, which is cool, you know, and necessary, I guess, and a couple of packs of these beauties as well. Again, vehicle packs as little cards in packages, so very excited for those. And there's another Snake Eyes, beautiful carded, love it. So very excited about that. Thank you, Renegade Game Studios, for delivering those at the exact same time as everything else. Like starting to just build a little house back here of things. But yeah, there we go. I want to get into this pretty soon, though. I want to start playing this as soon as possible. So that's going to have to happen sooner rather than later. To everyone in the chat, thank you so much for all your comments today. Can't believe we did an hour. I can talk, I guess. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today. We will be back next week with the weekly, and I think Pat is back for that one. I believe he's back for that one. So you'll have a bit more than just me chatting at you the whole day. Big shout out to, obviously, all of our listeners, viewers, and patrons. You know, we really appreciate all the support, no matter what it is. And obviously to, you know, people that put in super chats in as well. We really appreciate that too. And shout out to Mom. Love you, Mom. have a great week. It's been a busy one for me, so hopefully I can we can get back to some sort of normality. We've got another deep dive name only reveal video coming, which will be about, I'll spoiler alert right now, but it's about Tunnel Rat. So we'll be doing that hopefully this weekend. And I've got a load more intel coming for our patrons as well. So you can excited to get involved on there. That yes, Ed, I will get on Hoarder and share. Everyone get on Hoarder and share your collection picks. I've got a lot to add that I've just had in recently. So I'll be doing that very, very soon. Right then, I will see you guys on the next one. It's been a pleasure. You know what we do at the end of all these episodes? I think we should do. Oh, one more thing. We've got another monthly coming this month, and it's going to be coming a little bit sooner in the month because I was thinking about doing some sort of Christmas thing, but we don't know what's going to happen because it's going to be very difficult to organize. So it's very likely we'll get a December monthly, and it'll be another Animal Companion one. It'll be the G.I. Joe part two to our Cobra Animal Companion one, but that'll be coming this month very soon. And yeah, so keep an eye out for that. Also, we were supposed to speak with Mark Seddon last week, but the week was crazy. I couldn't get it squeezed in. So we'll probably be doing that this following week, where we talk about issue 300 of The Real American Hero. We talk about the future of the license. And also, we kind of take a little kind of look back at all of some of our favorite moments in the run so far. Okay, there we go. That's everything. That's all of the things. You know what to do now. After three, one, two, three, full force. See you later.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.